Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
If this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you say, live and let die. Live and let die. Live and let die. Live and let die.
People will see you walk on water and say it's because you can't swim.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Okay, well,
that is pretty good. There was one of that like, they sent that in. We made it as a rejoin. Like Locke was like, someone texted in. It was like Jesus walks on water, and then it was like Locke. Well, it was probably frozen. And it just was.
It's like because you can't swim. Welcome back. Grading away, Nikki. Let's get back to these grades.
Real quick, let me throw in. I was telling you. And then Nick comes back with this and just killed my vibe.
No, it's wings. That's wings. Paul McCartney's wings. Why do you think I played wings, Steve?
Okay, that's
good. A method to the madness.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
That's pretty good. But before I get to that, dude, this halftime show is going to be epic this year.
Well, who we got? Who we got?
Dr. Dre, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, Snoop Dogg, and Mary J. Blige.
And then they're never going to do a halftime show again after that.
That's right? Going to be
wow.
That's going to be awesome. I hope the Super Bowl lives up to it. It would have been awesome to see the Cowboys in there, but I hope we get like we need Brady versus somebody.
You can't have Brady versus Stafford.
I think this was a CBS poll they put up, and you know, technically we're a hybrid ESPN CBS affiliate over here. 93.9 The Ville, so it's not bad to mention, I guess. But it was basically, I think it was like Allen and Rodgers or the field in terms of like who.
If it's the Bills and the Packers in Los Angeles, that would make me want to gouge my eyeballs out. Like the aesthetics.
But I mean, who you taking is what, you know.
No, oh, I know, I know. I'm just,
I know, no,
I'm just
aesthetically,
saying,
I'm, like I'm with you.
The Bills and the Packers, like, oh, like that just, like, I'm just thinking about that. And you're like, oh, this is a stupid game. I do not want to watch this at all. Like, you know, like, I don't necessarily want to see the Chiefs, and I could go for Chiefs Packers. Chiefs, Packers, Rodgers versus Mahomes.
That'd be sexy, yeah.
I could get down with that. I could get down with that.
The only way I would do that, I'm still trying to figure out if I enjoyed the Chiefs trick plays the whole time.
I know. But in the Super Bowl, I mean, it's kind of fun. Like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know if I enjoyed that, man.
Like, what if the Super Bowl is the, you know, you're like, the Titans and the, you know, you're like, oh, this is disgusting. I don't want to watch this. Like, I want a game that makes me want to watch, you know? So
Georgia QB JT Daniels enters their transfer portal.
Come on. Come on, baby. Oh, I'm sorry. We're not supposed to mention quarterbacks. Let me see.
We're waiting on Nikki to get back to the grades.
No, thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering to ESPN Louisville Studios. And they've got you covered for all the games this weekend. Try the ESPN Louisville special. That's 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink for just $9.39. Just mention ESPN Louisville. That's good 7 days a week. Order online at wingzone.com. Two area locations, Heights Point and the Poplar Level Road at Quarry Center. Wing Zone.
Boom. You got it.
Oh, Brady versus Burrow.
That could be kind of cool.
Bengals Bucks?
I think I
I like Burrow.
I can get down with Bengals in the Super Bowl.
Man smokes cigars, plays chess. I kind of, you know, guys.
I don't want to see that team, Steve. I can't say it out loud, but that team with that quarterback, I don't want to see him out there.
Oh, the Rams?
I don't know.
Stafford. What if Stafford in L.A.? The Rams.
No. Tampa Bay. I love the Rams.
Oh. Do we have movement with the Rams?
Now I get it. Sorry. Yeah, the gears were not moving there.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, never mind.
Sorry about that.
Well, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
L.A.?
Probably text too high out there.
93.9 the angel.
Let's say I can get down with this.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm ready. Great. All right. Yeah. Moving right along. Yeah, all right.
Great.
Sorry. Jeez.
We were trying to buy you time.
I know. My bad. Malik Williams, 22 minutes played, 2 of 5 shooting, 1 of 3 from behind the arc. 8 boards all on the defensive side, a block, and 5 points. See?
An E. Or G. I don't know my alphabet.
An E.
Why do we skip?
For what? For empty?
Why do we skip E?
Oh, man. I'm terrible at math. Yeah, L. Ellis played 20 minutes. My bad. All that.
You killed the vibe already. We got to stick with Malik.
Yeah, okay.
We'll come back to
Ellis. Yeah, my bad on that.
Because Steve is going to have to channel a good response to the Malik situation. And I do call it a Malik situation.
Oh, yeah.
He's not in the school.
Well, maybe E was, you know, I know he kind of got our letters mixed up.
I meant one after G or one after F. And I don't know why I said E. I was like, wait a minute.
Well, maybe E works, though.
I was like, why do we skip E?
Like empty. You're not failing him, but yeah. Like, you know.
Oh, no, I'm failing him.
Oh, okay.
Not
okay.
Failing him.
Okay, all right. Jeez.
It's just nothing positive seems to be happening when he's on the floor.
Hey, man.
I mean, 8 boards, a block. C is definitely high, but I'll give it C minus. Minus? Minus?
Just everything. Minus? I mean, just the constant.
Nicky, let me tell you what he did. Let me tell you what he did. We haven't been winning games. We're on a 3-game losing streak, right?
Right.
We're on the free throw line off of a bad foul, right? We're probably up 6-7 points, but we haven't been winning. So this is serious. Trying to close out this game.
Right.
He's on the free throw line, laughing and snickering with the other dude about his shoes. Right? Like, just point, trying to joke around with the guy, right? We make a couple plays, you know, last couple minutes where we, you know, get it to a 12, 13-point game or something like that, right? Excuse me. You know what Malik is doing at the free throw line as you're trying to seal the game?
What's that?
Jumping and trying to make the guy come. We're up 13 points with a minute to go, and he's trying to make the other guy jump on the free throw line. Right?
Is he boys with him? Like, you know, that sounds like some you're either being goofy or you're
Malik
you're
is not
around.
Boys with the 7'2" white kid from Boston College. That Boston College kid has been torturing you all day. He's been bullying you all around that basket all day.
The Carnet kid?
Yes. He's been torturing you. Right? You have not been playing well. Everyone, go back and watch the way he walks in and out of games.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of where my biggest issue is coming from.
Yeah, just game, full game body language.
Just like...
In effect, like okay, 8 boards. If y'all see how many boards... If y'all see how many boards he should have got and didn't get... And the other
what
team
number?
Got them.
What number would you have put? Because I don't disagree with you, but like how many? Okay, finished the game with 8. All of them are on the defensive side, I believe. But I mean, is there a certain number that you think he should have had? And I know that that'll change game to game, but is there, you know, almost like
no?
It's, it's basketball, Nikki. I know you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to rely on the analytical, statistical tools.
Well, no. See, yes and no. I believe that they are there, but I don't. It's like a circle. If you go too far one way, then you basically.
If you watched it, you would see, hey, that was your responsibility. You didn't rotate over. Somebody else had to foul. But hey, it's not a foul on Malik. You know what I'm saying? Guys driving right around him. Whenever he can't get, he just slapping down and foul. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just bad. He's bad out there.
And like I said, man, other players.
He was draining the life out of everything.
But what about that tweet? Was it Bozic? I don't know. I forgot who tweeted it, but when we were talking about juggling the lineup and everything, mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
No. In hockey, it's overinflated, the plus minus.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is a little bit in basketball too, but not as much. And like, they're like minus 22 if Malik and Jared aren't on the court.
Like, over the year?
I gotta look back at the stat, but it's a pretty big sample size.
Because if it's over the year, you know what I'm gonna say? Yeah, you ran up numbers against crappy teams, and the good teams. You know what I'm saying? Like when we had Sidney Curry bailed us out, right?
Mm-hmm.
He bailed us out in some games where we didn't have anything going. Rose bailed us out, so it's like some games we're losing. Then you stick, you know. That plus minus is misleading.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go back and find it. And I agree it is misleading, but at the same time, you have to at least look at that number. I mean, we're not talking like plus or minus 8. We're comfortably in the double digits.
But I'm telling you, I just watched the game, and I challenge anybody to go back and watch the game.
Louisville at one point, Louisville's up 7 points. And Malik, Sidney comes out, Malik comes in the game. I'm on the phone with Marcus. I go, well, here goes that lead. Watch what happens. Malik comes down, gets the ball, holds it, shoots a three, misses, goes back, gets blown around, bucket, comes back down, misses up a possession, comes back down. They go straight to Malik's man, bucket, boom, timeout. I'm like, that's the parts where I'm like, Coach, I'm trying to take up for you, man, to an extent.
Again,
I can't if you're going to keep doing
that. If you can't see this body language walking on and off the court.
Yeah, like that's a three-point game.
When the ball goes, okay, when somebody shoots the ball and it's going the other way, son, you look like you have a moat, like you have to start up your engine, like you have to prime your lawnmower.
And that wasn't me making a scenario up. That scenario I said actually happened.
Yeah, right.
And to the Cards' credit, they got that 8-point lead like right back. Like, right?
Yeah, because he went out.
I was kind of lobbing that one up to you. I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Put Curry back in. We saw Mason back in. And I told Marcus, I go, Marcus, look what the score is. Bloomed back out to 9.
And like, Coach. Again, this is not, again, disclaimer, we feel terrible having to say this about this kid. You know what I'm saying? We feel terrible having to say this. But if somebody doesn't recognize him just walking around on the court. He gets taken out the game. He's right in front of the bench. He fouls. He gets called out the game. The cameraman just happened to stay on him, Nikki.
Right.
So you got to see him just walk like this.
Yeah. Just looking around, nonchalant. Yeah.
Anybody who's
like, do you not want to be here?
And again, what's frustrating to me is, Coach, I saw you check Darius Perry's body language. I know you saw how Darius Perry's body language affected the. Now, right. if Malik is being fake leader guy in practice, and he just got you fooled, because that's possible. But you're like, ooh, that was nasty. There was
Bo, we have 4 texts in a row. I know I'm going to make you mad. It's funny. Has Nick watched any of our games? Nick, did you even watch a game? Nick, have you watched Louisville play this year? Nick, do you watch the
why?
Basketball
because I
games?
Didn't murder Malik? Is that what it is? Because I didn't murder the kid?
I knew it was just four in a row. Just Nick,
what is that?
Me?
Is that because I didn't crucify Malik? I know he has. I gave him like a C-. Jeez. Sorry, I'm trying to find this.
No, don't
damn
be bullied. Don't be bullied and it changes grade. Give him your B.
I didn't give him a B. I said C, and then I moved it to C minus.
The stat said 8 rebounds. His plus and minus with Jared West is plus 200. Then so go ahead and talk about sports through the prism of
Nick's like no, well,
no,
I mean,
no.
Malik's
we're not doing this. This is how I turn racist. Like, I don't. It gets
Nick
blown out of proportion.
God forbid, because we know it's not a destination place, so we can probably never get a player or a coach to come here.
Chris, thanks for joining us on 93.9 Fireway.
What's up, Maimon Rummage?
Tell us, what's up, man?
Well, you're hard on Nicky.
I know.
First of all, I was at the game last night. I want to give a shout out to whoever played all the songs about the rain. I thought it was perfect. It lightened the mood in the yum last night. And then I can't believe I have to say this. I hope that we always get a player with the harder number 5. I hope we get a player who loves us the way number 5 has loved us. But with that said, we either can't have any more DMP. It is crazy that he's still playing 22 minutes. I thank him because I think he had a lot to do with Sydney coming here from them being from the same area.
Sure,
he probably
sure
talked to Sydney, got him here. I thank him for that. I thank him for all his loyalty for him. I mean, we invited him back. Let's be nice to the guy. But it's time. Wheeler has to play. This is moved past it. I was at the game. I was watching what you said, Maven. At one point when he got taken out, I didn't think he was coming off the court. He got over there so slow. I was like, we're going to get a technical for having 6 people on the floor.
That's it's funny you say that, Chris. Me and Marcus were on the phone, and I literally said the same thing yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, can we get a penalty for him still being on the court? Like, go.
And then I'm yelling like a coach. I'm yelling, get your rear end off my floor. Now.
And then the two things I want to say real quick. We got to stop helping on the screens. We got guards good enough to get over top of screens. Our rotation getting out of that is really slow. Let the guards get over top of it. And then last thing, welcome back, Jalen. Do not tease me. Be this guy forever. I'll get up and I'll listen to you.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call.
Or Jalen is just a tease.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Keep going.
All right, yeah, let's keep them rolling here. So we also got a big-time game tonight. We're going to talk to Chrissy here in a little bit.
Yeah. All right, where did I leave off on? Let me see here. Sorry, just refreshing the page. All right, so we finished. We started with Malik. I went a little out of order. L. Ellis, 20 minutes played, 3 of 7, shooting 1 of 1 from behind the arc, 6 defensive rebounds, 2 assists, had 2 turnovers, finished with 7 points.
Big time B out of Ellis.
I felt confident
with him in there. There was a bad lineup in there, and I said to Steve, I said, because Steve was freaking out about the lineup, I said, Steve, Ellis is in there. He's the only one that can save him with this lineup. He held it together until we got the right guys back in there. So. Just on what he gave me last night, he personally gave me some. And the way he dapped up Jalen after Jalen, you know, came off the court, just his energy was out. I mean, he was.
Yeah, I agree.
Coach was right. He had a bounce on the bench. I mean, he's hitting the gritty.
I was gonna say B minus, but you're selling me on not putting a minus on him because his energy was great. I think it was bad.
Yeah. Bench energy was great.
I think it was an A. I mean, you know, but I mean, he was.
Listen,
what was his stats?
He kept the ball in his hands.
Points, rebounds, assists. That's all.
Points, rebounds, assists. 7 points, 2 dimes, 6 boards.
Okay,
all of them on the defensive side.
You got 6 boards. You made sure
that's strong.
6 possessions that you got, and he dribbled in open court. He dribbled low. He protected the ball. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He got in. He took his time trying to get into creases. You know what I'm saying? He for as much dribbling as he did, he took care of the ball.
Yeah.
When he went to the basket, he put his body into the opponent to drop.
Absolutely.
He should have got fouls called.
Yeah.
They missed a couple calls, but he did the right thing. He jumped into the defenders. He made everybody feel comfortable. Put it this way, he was the magnet. You look at plays at LLS, everybody's staring over at him. Big men are staring at him. They know he's a threat.
No, you're right. That's a good call, man. Yeah. Because I was gonna put a negative, and I don't want to do that.
He's strong. Like I said, if he does a little more, I'll give him a B plus.
Okay.
All right, moving right along, we'll go to the man of the hour, Sidney Curry, 6 of 6 shooting, 1 of 3 from the charity stripe, 7 boards. 2 of which were on the offensive side. Even threw in a little assist there. 13 points. Only 1 turnover.
He's an A. He's changing this team. He knows how to pass it out of the post.
Coach Max Gray's going down.
Yeah.
His success is irritating me with coach sometimes. I'll be totally honest with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, again, his hands – again. I watched the game from the guard. Like, I would hate running a pick and roll, and my guy just keep on popping out. Like, do we just keep on running pick and roll so you can shoot 3-pointers? Like, I hated playing against everybody staring at me. You know what I'm saying? That's what happens when when your big man won't go to the basket.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Look, he tried to post up. What'd he do again? Ended up 40 feet, 18 feet from the basket.
I know.
What happened when he tried to post up? What happened? You remember he was dribbling. He has back to the basket.
Well, he did. A few things. I mean, there was a couple times he had.
How did we end up? No, I ended up talking about Malik. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I got pissed off.
No, listen, Sidney. And let me say this about Sidney real quick, too. When we do have coaching conversations and all this, somebody needs to NIL this kid quick. Because he's got another year, 2 years, and he can be here. Like, and I don't know if he'll last that long, but I mean, like, when you bring in, okay, let's say Coach Max is back.
He's a marketable species.
And if you got him and L, and now you've got Kamari Lance, who, by the way, Kamari Lance got a bump. He's in the 30s now in the rankings. You got Fred King coming in. You've got who's arguably the best international prospect right now. You got Tay Davis coming in. Caleb Glenn threw out there this morning in an interview that Louisville talked to him about reclassifying. He would definitely consider it.
I wanted to hear it.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, you don't know. Sean East is a name that I think can, if Louisville wants that they could add in here.
I'll vouch for Sean East.
Which I'm going to get Jake Weingarten in here to talk about him. He's been chatting with him a little bit, too, here soon. So, like, you start to say, man, you give me those guys. You give me Sidney back. You give me L back. You give me Dre back. You know, like, I'd be able to put together a little something, you know, Matt Cross. Like, okay, so we need to make sure.
Sean East, because I know his dad,
mm-hmm.
and his dad's a thumper.
Oh, we should absolutely go get Sean East.
Right.
I 100% agree with that. 100% agree with that.
I'm listening, Nikki.
All right, next up we have Mason Faulkner. 29 minutes played, 2 of 9 shooting, 1 of 3 from behind the arc. 3 of 4 from the charity stripe. 3 boards, all on the defensive side. 7 dimes, not bad there. 8 points, only 1 turnover.
Man, Mason's an odd one, isn't he?
Mm.
Because when I was watching the game last night, I was getting a little aggravated at him.
Extremely aggravated at him.
Then I went back and looked, and I'm like, man. He had a pretty good, had a pretty productive game.
But here's the problem. This is unfair to Mason Faulkner. His grade goes up by default on how bad Jared West was playing, right?
Okay, fair.
Because I trusted Mason more with the ball late to at least get fouled. So him giving me a pressure release made me feel better, right?
Yeah.
But me watching him get beat and watch him, like, get hung up on screens, and I know the coach – our whole defense is designed about you being tough getting over around those screens.
Right, yeah.
And when he's late getting around those screens, it makes our whole defense have to be there to help him. You know what I'm saying? So he's giving – he's not. I keep on saying he's not in shape. That's been my excuse to say he's not in shape. Maybe that's why he's. But it's easy to let somebody screen you. It's easy. The minute you get a little tired, it's so easy to, coach, what do you want me to do? He screened me. You know what I'm saying? It's like.
The guy that you're replacing, Jared West, that was one of his bread and butter things.
Yes.
And that man,
yes.
Like, was running a marine obstacle course every time.
Yes. So, yeah, Mason, his defense dropped. It dropped his score. You know, but he did a lot of good things. You know, he took good shots. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't careless with the ball, but his defense was really bad. So it just balanced him out pretty bad. You know what I'm saying? So, and if Jared West had played better, I would have been killing Mason. So yeah, I was gonna give him a B plus,
but like, but you've kind of made me
his stats say B. You know,
yeah.
But his man might not be the one that's scoring, but we all had to help you, and I had to leave my man, you know? So,
right.
Yeah, so I'm going to give him a B. What about you, Steve?
Yeah, I was going to go B, but
I'm C. I said C. My bad.
But I was extra angry at him. I don't know why last night, but he's doing good. Like, we're better when Mason's on the floor. I don't want to say angry. I think I'm my expectations for Mason just continue to grow.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Last but not least, Noah Locke, 30 minutes played, 3 of 10 shooting, 3 of 7 from behind the arc, 1 of 2 from the charity stripe, 3 boards, 1 of which offensive. How you doing? 2 steals, no assists, 10 points. No turnovers either, though.
I 30 minutes is too high for him.
I agree. I don't think he was terrible.
Is that his fault, though?
No.
I mean, yeah. Like,
no.
I agree that's too many minutes.
It'd be stupid not to, to tell the coach, like, coach, I think you should take me out. Like,
I'm not very effective.
I get it. I mean, he hit those 2 threes, which kind of pushed the game up a little bit there for a while. So, I mean, that was good. He has moments where he helps, but then he has moments where, like, defensively, he'll just get
30 minutes
busted.
Is a lot of time.
I'd like to see his minutes go back to about 22. That's where I'd like to see him, and I think he could be very effective. Like I said, unless he's just out there stroking.
And, yeah, and again.
I mean, keep him in.
Again, no turnovers because he doesn't do anything with the ball.
No, he hasn't. I don't think Noah Locke's made one advance towards the basket all year.
Without fading away.
Without he shooting a bad shot or something. Yeah. Like,
and listen, his bad shots are what broke us out of our rhythm. We start out in great rhythm. Everybody's running in motion. He takes 2 bad shots, 1 or 2 bad shots. Everything falls apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he looks, the way he shoots, he looks like he's just going to get a shot off no matter what. Just, I'm shooting. He, like, when we come down this court, he just, like, got the look like, y'all, that ball gets to me, I'm shooting. So y'all better do what
you do. Shoot.
Yeah.
See?
Do they make? Who said, I need makers, not shooters.
Right.
This cow. So that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Who we got on the phone?
We got Christy on the phone.
You want
what grade did you give him? I said I'd give him a C. Did you guys
C-? C-.
Yeah, I was going to say probably a C-. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take a last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Good morning, I'm Nick Feldman of the Sports Center Update, brought to you by Barino's Pizza. Yeah, it's that good. U of L men's hoops snapping their 3-game conference skid, beating BC at home 67-54 after an hour and change rain delay. Sid Curry for the second straight game led the Cards with 13. But a big story, Jalen Withers coming off the bench for 10. Chris Mack postgame saying that the big man might have had a come-to-Jesus moment.
It's evident that he's listening to the message and trying to put into practice, because that's really not who he's ever been. But he's just got so much athleticism, and he's got to be that for us.
Cardinal men next in action, hosting Notre Dame Saturday. U of L women in action tonight. Number 3 Cards head to Raleigh for a dance with number 4 NC State. Chrissy Banta Biscuit have post here on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app when that one goes final. Chrissy's also going to join us next on Middays with Marcus Maben. I'm Nick Valvano. This is SportsCenter.
Back stuff.
I needed explanation.
Don't give me that look. She likes Taylor Swift.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Haven. 81.50.
Marcus has got so mad at Nick.
Daggers. You look like Mac looking at Sully, like looking at me there.
He was about to legitimately go to Dieter and be like, nope, it's not working. He was so pissed.
The Disco Lines remix.
Would you say I looked heated?
Yes.
Speaking of heated, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one can have. And if you agree, the DMX company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222. Or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at our studios. You remember, 968-6222. Or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Chrissy, do not take my glare at Nikki Valvano personally. Thanks for joining us today. What's going on?
You must not know about our arrangement.
I did not.
That's always my intro music. Yeah. Every week.
She's a big T-Swizzle fan, so like...
I didn't know that.
Well, yeah.
Hey,
somebody wasn't aware.
But obviously... Because Nikki... Listen, Chrissy, Nikki's choice of music today has been... very highbrow, to say the least. So when I didn't catch the vibe, I'm like, okay, what are we doing now?
He's had some very different music choices today.
For sure. Okay, so we're in here debating 2 versus 3 or 3 versus 4. I saw your tweet. You said this is the game you've been looking forward to the entire year. Kind of elaborate on it.
Yeah, this is probably going to be one of the biggest matchups we play all year during the regular season. NC State has become one of the top programs in the country. They are one of the teams that are the standard at this point. And we're going into this game also being a team that is considered a standard. And I think whoever comes out of this game is probably looking at down the stretch at a 1 seed in the ACC tournament. So it's going to be a really big game. It's a primetime game. We're going to have a defense tonight that has been better than they've been all year. You're facing a team that leads the ACC in three-point shooting and averages almost 80 points a game. So we have to be on our P's and Q's on the defensive end. But we also can't come into this game and have a slow offensive start like we've had the past few weeks. We are becoming this team who the first quarter and a half isn't necessarily performing top-notch on the offensive end. It takes them a little while to get into their flow. We can't do that tonight. If we give NC State a double-digit lead early, we're not coming back from it.
Someone scares you from North Carolina State, or is it a particular room? Is it the guard room? Is it the big man room? What bothers you? What keeps you up at night worried about this game?
Alyssa Kinane, she put up 20 against us in the ACC championship, the one that has been well known and well looked at. Dana Evans' last ACC tournament game, where she missed that last second three-pointer. She specifically scares me. She knows what she's up against in a Louisville team. She's played us before. She's not new here, but we're also not new here. So she specifically is a worry on my list.
Okay. It's being that you are doing the post game, okay, listen, we know the post game pressure. It's like, please just win the game so I can have a great, fun post game.
Oh, God.
Okay. So tell me, what needs to happen for you to be having a celebratory post game?
We need to win to have a celebratory post game. And
fair enough. She's like, jackass.
You know this.
I don't expect us to win by double digits tonight. This is going to be heavily defensive from both teams. You're going to see a low-scoring game tonight. I don't expect us to win by 10-plus points. But if we can come away with a win tonight, we'll have a good post game, and we're going to have a good stretch leading through the rest of the season.
You know, last week when you were in here, Chrissy, we were chatting a little bit about coming off of COVID pause and some things, and they did. And it was we were talking about that Syracuse game and did that worry us. And it looked as though, and I want to ask you because I haven't got to talk to you since then on the air about it, Do you think, because that game ended up being a little slower, a little, you know, you're looking down, you're like, oh, third quarter, like, oh, man, it's just a tight game. And again, any game on any given night in the ACC can be a tight game. We understand that. But
yeah.
Do you think that had more to do? I mean, you were there, you were watching. Like, did that have more to do with the pause that we were talking about on last Wednesday? Or was there just some things that maybe this team's working through right now?
I think we were just working through some things. Obviously, yeah. You were going to have a little bit of a drag from the COVID pause. I don't think it necessarily affected us a ton. There were times sure. where we looked a little winded, but I think we just had some things to work through. And you're right, any ACC game, I know the ACC is down on the men's side, but on the women's side, the ACC is very, very strong this year. So it's anybody's game any night. So even against a team like Syracuse or like a Boston College, you know, you still have to go out there and give it your all. So even though we looked a little winded, I think we just had some offensive struggles and some turnover issues that we've been working through. And Jeff Walls kind of touched on that yesterday in his press conference. We're averaging above 20 turnovers per game right now. And he said if he can get that down to 12, he'll be happy. There are a few things we're working through. The turnover issue is on my radar for tonight. So hopefully that's something that we can keep under control a little better.
Listen, Chrissy, take this opportunity to give a prediction, don't do the normal prediction, so-and-so is going to have this many points. Give a surprise prediction just to say, damn, Chrissy, call that, you know, if you could just, like, come up with a random one.
I think if we can keep Emily Inksler out of foul trouble tonight, she is going to have one of the best games of the year.
That's what I like. That's a good call.
Yeah, and I think that if we can get Kiana Smith hot behind the three-point line again, she's also going to have a really good shooting game this evening.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you do scores? Because, listen, I hate to give particular scores, but give a prediction score. But never miss the opportunity to make yourself look like a genius.
I usually don't, I'll give you one. I'll go 58-62 Louisville on this one. I think it's going to be very low scoring tonight.
Yeah, because that's a good call, because when you do scoring predictions, you know, it's kind of like you're kind of saying, like, okay, I feel like it's going to be in the 60s and the 50s stuff. So with what she said, I mean, look, okay. I mean, I'll be watching for it because it would be huge.
And I mean, not
Nikki 58-62.
It's going to be 94-62,
Nikki. She's our genius. We're on her now.
But I mean, one last thing, because I mean, we talked about it being a number one seed for the ACC tournament. I mean, this is number one seed for the NCAA tournament, you know, too, as well. So I mean, and of course, these teams will meet again and again, most likely. So it's like, but still, yeah, to take one on the road at their place would be awesome. We look forward to hearing from you tonight, Chrissy. Right. Absolutely. After the game, be right here on 93.9 The Ville. Dave Skull, Chrissy Bano. I have the U of L women's post game show directly after the game. And look, we hunger for top five matchups around here, and you got one tonight on the big stick, so it's going to be good.
Sorry about getting mad about your Taylor Swift.
Yeah, gosh.
Hey, I forgive you.
Fair enough. That was Chrissy Banta.
Yeah, appreciate you, Chrissy.
Giving us a little preview for tonight's game, for sure.
Yeah, appreciate it. She's awesome, man. And her and Dave do a good job on the post-game show. It's awesome, man.
And they've been grinding for that for a long time. It's always good to see that. Listen, that reward.
100%, yeah. Man. Chrissy's out here. She's been, I mean, she didn't just, and Dave as well. Look, yeah. Dave's probably like, Jesus, man. but you just hear Dave more, you know. But I mean, it's Chrissy, I mean, she's been out here covering baseball and women's basketball and a lot of the Olympic sports. Yeah, so she's been working her tail off. So I'm happy as a friend to see her finally getting the shine she deserves.
Did she bring in treats last time?
She didn't. She actually said, though, she was like, oh, man, I stopped and got this awesome coffee. She's like, I didn't know you didn't have coffee down the way.
Okay. It would have been nice.
No, yeah, she's good people, so I'm glad to see that.
Were we too hard on Malik?
No.
Okay.
You're a big boy.
I'm glad you...
Oh, God, here we go.
No. I want you to hear one clip. I'm going to play one clip.
Get out of here.
This was Mac postgame talking about Sidney Curry.
Okay.
You know, Sid has really come out of his shell. I wouldn't say he's the leader of our team, but, you know, he's a kid that really cares about winning, cares about his teammates. If I told Sid, hey, tonight during the game, I don't want you to take one shot, he wouldn't raise his eyebrows. He wouldn't take one shot. He'd do exactly what we ask. That's what you want. And it's like all he cares about is winning, and he's really starting to open up, you know, with his teammates, with his coaches. It's been fun to watch. He didn't get here until late August. And, you know, I'm happy for him. But you know, we've got some good leadership in our locker room.
Okay, that thing at the end there. I probably could have spliced a lot of the middle out.
Uh-huh.
Got a lot of leadership in our locker room. Says he's emerging as a leader.
Yeah.
I got to think, I don't have access to practice or anything like that, but I almost feel like Sidney Curry.
Some tells me you won't be in many practices.
I'm listening. Say that again, Nick.
No, elaborate, Steve. No. What do you mean? It's because I got a vowel at the end of my name. Is that it?
You won't be watching. Seriously, go ahead.
No, so he's talking about leadership there. I almost feel like Sydney's emergence might be, you know, a little bit of a tip of the cap to Malik taking him under his wing.
Mother of God.
Okay, I might have to drop that. Damn, dude, what's with you today? I'm not saying that he takes all the credit for it, but, like, it's enough for 2 or 3 points in the grading scale.
It's 11:50. You got a show to do, man. It's 11:52.
No. Like, go ahead and crush me. What's wrong with that take? He's talking about leadership. Who are the captains? Jared West and Malik Williams.
Yes, and it's taken other people to take over so we have some leadership.
He said emerging.
Keep them as far away from my babies as possible. I mean, they're not my babies, but you get the point.
Okay, then who are the leaders? Who are the leaders on the team?
Well, that sounds like Sidney.
Sidney.
Emerging. And he said he's not the leader of the team. We got good leadership in the
Matt
locker room.
Sidney, Matt Cross, and L. Ellis.
Do you want me just to say Mac lied? Is that what you want me to say? Do you want me to say that's just Mac not just saying, look, maybe. I've got a bunch of jackasses that nobody wants to be a leader, and it's nice to see a guy like Sidney Curry step up and finally be a leader?
Thank
but
you.
But
thank
no,
you,
let's go with your that Malik pampers Sidney's bottom and babysits him.
I didn't say that. I just said that maybe he gets a little bit.
Does
of
Sidney
an
suckle
for that?
On Malik's teat at night so that way
he
gives him his nutrients.
I have nipples, Faulkner.
Yeah, like, God.
He's not getting leadership from
play me. Out. So we can go. Play out. So we can get out of here.
No, he's not getting leadership from Malik Williams.
I'd love it.
Who's he getting it
did
from?
Did you
then?
See how? Go back and watch the game. Go watch Malik Williams.
I know his body language. I'm talking about practice, though, man. We're talking about practice.
He's getting playing time. That's why he's opening up. Listen, he's not pissed off anymore.
We've got to look. Nick lives in a very. I love the world Nick lives in, and we, me and you appreciate that. We need to stop. We're tearing him down, and he's living in a very positive, upbeat world, and that's the world we like to live in.
That's where I used to live.
I know. So in my brain, I'm seeing Malik. Malik brought Sidney a nice little Tootsie Pop this morning and patted him on the rear end and told him, good game, Sid.
A scratchy sniff.
Now, let me tell you how to be a leader.
Just do everything I do.
Do what I do. You know that thing you did last night where you jumped up and you grabbed the rim? Don't do that again.
Because this is dangerous.
Dangerous? You see what happened to Jalen.
This is Marcus Maven, and you're listening to 93.9 The Ville.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.